Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
3, 2, 1. Do you know what I feel like doing?
Going to Disney?
Of course. I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Game Break. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are fighting. And I'm joined by my co-host.
Hi, guys. Aim on the mic. And you're watching Disney Channel. That was me doing the mouse, if you couldn't tell.
There you go. You know, you gotta do the proper outline. But before we do the outline, we'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
Thank you, you imbeciles.
So, speaking of imbeciles, DJ Aim, I know you're into these type of games. I know you buy them all. You back them all. You say every single style of these games is a 10 out of 10. And DJ Aim...
Stop gaslighting me. Stop gaslighting. Because
I know for a fact you love Disney. This is your favorite. It's just a great time.
Ask me what I want to talk about. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, there you go, Cody Rhodes. Today we're here to talk about Disney potentially releasing a Super Smash Brothers killer. I said it. It's a killer. It's gonna kill it. It's gonna put it in the grave.
I hated that whole premise, sentence, whatever you want to call it.
I'm cutting a promo.
I hated it. That whole sentence was just you gaslighting me, talking about a new Disney game. I hate it.
Well, you want to know what this Disney game is that you're going to play forever? Potentially stream it on Twitch at Idiot's House or TTV.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a good streamer. But what is it? And I will not be playing it.
It's called Disney Domination. Apparently, there was some leaks that came out back in March, and it featured characters. Do you want to know some of the lineup? Because when I talk about this, is you talk about ragtag, this is ragtag as it gets.
Well, if the roster is appealing to me, and if my boys are in it, I might actually play it. So lay it down on me.
That sounded a little sus. But anywho, apparently some of the characters are Thanos, you know, big purple guy from Marvel, Mickey Mouse, Peter Griffin, Spider-Man, and Woody. Those are just some of the alleged leaked characters.
If I can't fight at the Mickey Mouse, what was that one that we grew up in when he hosted
the House of Mouse? We've been through this.
If he can't, I'm sorry, I get that confused with the Club of Mouse or whatever. If we can't fight inside House of Mouse, not my game. I don't want to play. Throw it away. Put it in the bin. Put it like a dead baby you don't need. Put it in.
Apparently, you know, you might get everything you need from this game, because apparently at launch it's going to feature 55 characters and 60 stages. One of those probably should be House of Mouse.
It's not going to be House of Mouse. I can tell you that, because Disney likes to give us stuff like my glass, half glass full.
That's fair, but this game is going to be getting a AAA budget, which means they're spending a lot of money on this game. And I just want to pose the question as it stands. You've played Multiversus, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I have.
You have not, or did you play All-Star Brawl for Nickelodeon?
I did.
Do you think Disney has what it takes to finally get over that hump that all these Smash clones have been trying to make and actually do it? Rival Smash. I'm not saying dethrone, but rival.
Honestly, I thought Multiverse had a good chance to dethrone Smash. The roster was great. They promised stuff that once I told you that the game is going to be dead in the summer, solely based the fact that the developers couldn't keep up what they promised, so they had to shut down the game and they're going to revisit it and relaunch it. Multiverse was great. Multiverse had voice lines from the characters. They had dialogues. The fighting command was fine. The stages were great. Nickelodeon All-Stars Brawls didn't have voice actors. They have voice lines. They add that later on in the game. And multiverses are free. And they were adding brand new rosters to it. They had a battle pass and all that. It was great. It was a great game. And I solely thought it could have beaten Smash. Yeah. Disney could be the one to do it. Multiverse had a great online. It was never really laggy. All-Stars was always laggy. It was always a bad connection. Disney, if they could fix that nice sweet spot of the right characters, the right rosters, and making the game fun but yet competitive, with Smash, it's like picking a character that you're good with and then just trying to go. Multiverse, it was fun because you had all these Looney Tune characters. Like, you had Tom and Jerry throwing a fishing rod and throwing pie. You had Buzz getting a rocket at it. It felt silly. It didn't feel so serious or competitive. If Disney can do that, then sure, maybe, why not?
You brought up very good points as far as if this game is going to succeed. I think the primary thing they need to do is take care of the game after launch. Not just ship it out, be like, you got 55 characters, you got however many stages, just accept it.
Yeah.
I think the main thing going for this game, and I'm not like discrediting characters like Batman, Superman, and all that. It's no joke, Disney owns everything. And
Disney and DC.
Yeah,
and just juggernaut.
And just naming off like Thanos, Mickey Mouse, Peter Griffin, and Woody. I would argue very iconic characters. And I think that's what Nintendo had going for it. And I made this connection. What made Smash great is it combined all of the great characters of gaming, and now what this game could do is combine all of the great characters in pop culture and just, you know, smush, you know?
Also, you gotta remember that Smash was doing this since 1990 with the first Smash game. They added four rosters. Granted, now, with the way how everything is, we're spoiled. We want more than just six playable superstars and all that. What Marvel could do is don't release a full roster. Release half your roster and then give us dates. Be like, hey, in 3 months, these are the characters coming in. And make it for free. Don't, because they're in the game already. Be like, these guys are coming in. We just want to see how these characters play first. And then if somebody's busted, you could nerf them if need be. And then by the time the new batch of roster comes in, you have a bigger roster and so forth and so forth. I feel like that'd be a good idea if you just half-ass releasing rosters.
Yeah, like, I think a good plan, and this kind of rivals WWE, but, like, you know how they do, like, the upcoming stars pack, this, the that. Mm-hmm. They can do, like, hey, for the month of April, you're going to be getting the Family Guy pack. And then in May, because May the 4th, here's your Star Wars bundle. And, you know, like, not only that, but you have, like, a wide range of potential, like, fighter classes. Like, you brought up, like, who's your main? And it's like, yeah, Star Wars characters are obviously going to be, like, sword people.
And
obviously.
Blasters, if you need Cody and all those.
Comparable to, like, Fox and Link from Smash. There you go. Like, we're making this game for them.
If we were making this game, I would have been psyched because these are great ideas. We should be writing this down. We're not.
We should be. But, you know, it's whatever. I think the keys, you know, as DJ Khaled said, major key alert. Post launch support. You need to do this. You need to support this game. If you're putting behind all this money, you have to do it. And again, with all these leaks and rumors, pinch of salt. But I like the concept, but I can't help but think this is just going to be another like Smash clone that tried for, and it's going to be hot for like 3 months and then it fizzles out.
I think so. And I, and if you want it to rival, which I think Ultra's did it, Multiverse did it great, free.
Yeah.
And you put it for free, you get everyone to play, you get everyone to talk about it. We have a great roster. You could put it behind the paywall of a battle pass and get these skins. I know my buddy, shout out to Joe, he bought the battle pass for the multiverse because he wanted skins for Bugs Bunny and all that. He put money into that game.
If and there was like, a Big Chungus skin, I should have bought it.
Oh, well, he had a taunt. He had a taunt for that, for Big Chungus. He actually became Big Chungus.
10 out of 10 game.
10 out of 10 game. Should have stayed alive longer.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe.
So I think if Disney does that, where it's a free game and you could put it behind a paywall, all that, or you know what, Disney likes their money. You want to play it early, $20 to play a free game early and get early access like that. Because come on, Disney's $1 billion. They want your money. They have your childhood by the balls, and they're about to have your wallet by the balls. So I think if they want to make money like that when the game comes out, have it like a, have the early access 3 months before the game launches to the public for free. So not only do you have people spending money for $20, or how much do you want to put it in there? And you can, while that's happening, you can also figure out the bugs with the rosters, and then you could take out the ones that are bugged and put them back, like Overwatch. Overwatch literally took a character out because he was bugged. He was busted, there was bugs around it, and then on the update put them back in. You could do that as well.
I also want to compare this to a game they just launched. It's like Speed Stars, Disney Speed Stars. It's a free like Mario Kart clone, call it what it is.
It's not free.
Is it? I thought it was.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it was paywall on it. I'm gonna fact check it. Keep jogging though.
Disney Speed Storm, I should say. I think it's free to play.
Disney Speed Storm, $30.
Oh, I ain't buying that game. What do you think this is? That game seems to be getting like love and attention, and it's, like
at the moment, it's getting mixed reviews.
Mixed. Oh, that's of course. It's whatever. Also, a funny story coming out of that. People who pre-bought the game, pre-ordered, got access to Mike Wazowski from Monsters, Inc., and apparently he's very overpowered, and the people who made the game, they're saying, like, oh, we need Mike Wazowski to be nerfed. Things I never thought I'd say in 2023.
Mike Wazowski!
But apparently the people who made the game basically just said, get good, and yeah, you'll have to figure it out on your own.
Do you want me to read you some of the bad reviews? Or at least one of the bad reviews?
Sure.
So this person said, I played multiplayer ranked races today on ranked 10th, finishing second at the first, gave me 15 progress in both story and events, halted, make sure you play every day besides that, you are not including Toy Story Racers from the start and the Pirates of the Caribbean characters. So he's complaining that there aren't enough like Toy Story, Pirates of the Caribbean characters in the game. Instead of getting this Disney Super Raider, I found a game. I believe it's $60. I could be wrong, but it has my attention. It is $60. Legos Racing.
Yes, I heard about that.
And I look, that actually looks fun.
Yeah, that, it's Lego.
And Lego, I'm like, I want to do that. I want to build my car not like a real car at all and have a race with people making like speed racer cars. And I want to be like a little cube with four wheels and just going straight. I think that's freaking adorable and fun.
Simple times, simple times.
Tell me, you, if it wasn't $60, if it was like $30, you would buy it, right?
I would, honestly, I would have downloaded Disney Speedstorm. I would have downloaded Lego if this was all free, because I just think it's worth, like, checking out, but I'm not paying full price for it.
Yeah, and the game looks so, like, graphically nice for the Lego 2K Drive.
Also, big brain here, Forza Horizon has a Lego add-on. So just get that if you want to scratch your Lego itch, because Forza Horizon is a beautiful game.
It is a beautiful game. I don't blame you. But this one, you could break other people's Lego cars, I'm assuming.
You just want to break stuff. That's all you want to do.
I just want to break stuff. I really do. I just, all the times that I couldn't make a nice race cars, and I go to my friend's house and they have the old Lego sets lined up.
I have this one I was just suckered into buying on May the 4th. No impulse control, but you know, regardless.
See, I would never see. I was the kid who never made the Lego spaceships. I would buy the Lego boxes, but only play with the
characters. Build your own stuff. Yeah.
I didn't even build my own. I'm like, fuck that shit.
You just want the little mini guys, the mini figs.
And then I go to my friends who had the same set, but they would build the spaceship, and I'm like, fuck it. I want to break it because I can't have it. I mean, I can do it, but I don't want to make it.
Too much work. They're a lot of work.
They are. Like, look at your freaking, how much was that? $30, $40?
Not going to disclose that information.
Disclose it. Come on.
It was $70.
My God. Big ball of Kev over here.
It was May the 4th.
You didn't buy that May the 4th. I got that snap deal. Like, no, you didn't get it on May the 4th.
I built it for May the 4th. You built it.
You didn't get it on May the 4th.
No.
So going back to the Disney game, do you think Disney saw? We had Disney Dreamland, and that was getting big hype. That was getting updates and all that, and it kind of died down. Now we're getting this Dreamcast, Car Storm, whatever you want to call it, and now you're having this Smash clone. Should Disney just stop and stick to what they're kind of good at and it's kind of making good movies?
Kind of good movies. I don't know. Like, I really want to see how, like, this will be the final nail in the coffin, because releasing a game like this is such a statement to make in this space, especially when it's like, yeah, like Super Smash Brothers exists, or even like we're talking about fighter games, Street Fighter, Marvel vs. Capcom, like all these other fighters that have done this well, and now you are hedging your bets, including characters like Mickey Mouse, Thanos, Peter Griffin, like big characters. It's like you want to be associated with a potential dumpster fire, but they're putting the money, they're putting the time, the effort. I think this game will at least be okay.
Yeah, okay. I could say that.
I'm not going to say great. I'm just going to say it's going to be okay. Like I said, hot for like 3 months, and then everyone's going to be like, whatever.
And then a new character gets updated for free, and they're like, let's try this character.
They're going to meme something, and then it's going to be like, oh, okay,
cool. It's done, over. You talked about Street Fighter. Are you a big Street Fighter guy?
I mean, it depends on the day, honestly. Like, I know they announced like a new one's coming or whatever, yeah, and I'm like, and
this one's also open world, and you make your own character for that. Yeah. Do you think Disney should do something like that, where it's a, you could keep it with the Smash atmosphere, but you can make your own character and make an open world in that aspect of it?
I mean,
instead of making a Smash clone,
I
just want to beat up Woody. I just want to beat up Woody as my own character. Be like, this is why you ruined Toy Story 4, Woody.
Well, apparently it's going to have a single player campaign. So that entails.
I can't make Idiot into that game and beat up Woody.
Who knows? Very early on in the dev process, so maybe you might get that. I mean, for all I know, this game could not be real or whatever.
I want Kim, and you know, to help you out, you could put Shigo in there too. You know, Shigo's your mommy.
Shigo's gonna be my main. Right. She's gonna be my main always.
You put my boy Stitch in there. I won 626 scratching people like Rocky Raccoon scratched the guy's face off in the Guardians movie. Who would you want besides those characters I saw? Out of the pick person, shot in the dark, random person, who would you put in?
The chicken from Moana. Hey, hey.
I thought you were going to say Chicken Little. Yeah, I heard chicken. No. And I thought you were going with Chicken
hey,
Little.
Hey, hey is going to be OP, and you know it.
Give me Bubbles from Lilo and Stitch.
I respect that move.
The buff guy.
Yeah, the big dude. Yeah, I respect it. I respect
it. Give me that, or give me... I'm trying to think of another one as I talk. I'm trying to scramble for time.
Well, I can tell you...
Oh, Roxanne from the Goofy movie.
Okay. No, she's a queen. We can't put her in the fight
pit. But you can put your queen. You can put your
Shigo. She can fight, though. Shigo can hold her own. No, Shigo, I trust
Roxanne,
her.
See, I seen Roxanne go. She can hold herself.
But because you like calling your shot, because you want to do this all, I'm going to... This is it. This is your... Call your shot. Does Disney Domination, if this game is even real and comes out, sink or swim? Do we get a good game, or do you think it just completely fumbles?
I have to call my shot on this?
Right now. Yes or no. No context. Just yes or no. Thumbs up. Batista, thumbs up or down, you know?
Is it okay if I do mid? Because I said the game's going to do mid.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Because also, I don't have much information about this.
Yeah, that's fair. We're going off very, very loose leaks, even if they're real.
Every time I call my shots, I had all the information flat at me. So mid right now. Mid for me, it's going to be mid.
Mid. I agree. I'm with you. Because no one knows if this game is real or not. Yeah. But also, from what we've been presented, it sounds good on paper.
If I could see a trailer.
Yes.
All of the fighting commandments, the stages, and everything like that. Not like a 2-second trailer, a full 3-minute trailer of this game with actual gameplay, then yeah, I'll call my shot then 100%. But right now, mid.
Mid. And you know what isn't mid are more episodes of the Get Comfy podcast, Get Comfy Game Breaking, Get Comfy Lowdown, every single Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Believe Network. I've been Kalo, joined by the one and only.
What up, guys? I'm Mike.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.